Aaron Schatz joining us here from Football Outsiders. Thank you for humoring me there for a minute, Aaron. I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us.
It's got to be really tough on the traveling secretary.
Yeah, exactly. She has no idea what's going to happen because she's just taking it one game at a time.
That's right. You get a phone call on Sunday. Guess what? We have, in fact, scheduled another game next Saturday. Please buy plane tickets.
Oh, it's awesome. All right, so I don't know if you saw this, but the projections came out from some various media entities, and one of them has the Tennessee Titans going 12-4. And while we think in this city that there's reasons for optimism and that this team could be picked to win the division, it's not that unreasonable. To win the division by four games and go 12-4 seems a little crazy. What are reasonable expectations in your mind for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I mean, listen, the thing about the NFL is it's tough to predict. You have to think of sort of a range of possibilities. So, I mean, 12-4, I think, is sort of the high end of what you might hope for, but the chances of going 12-4 are about the same as the chances of going, like, 6-10. I think that the realistic here would be to go 9-7, 10-6, and win the division by doing better in the division than the Titans did last year, and thus winning any tiebreakers that they might have. But they're better than the other teams, so there's a good chance there wouldn't be any tiebreakers.
Aaron, that was a very nuanced, ice-cold NFL take. I appreciate
that. I am
that.
The leader in ice-cold NFL takes. I'm like the Mr. Freeze of the NFL.
I appreciate that. At FO_A Schatz on Twitter. You can follow him there. Joining us here, the head of Football Outsiders. What do you make of the Andrew Luck situation? He's on the PUP list now, the PUP list. They all say the right thing, that he's going to be ready to go for the regular season, but that this has to be a factor when you evaluate the Colts, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, we went into our projections for the season, you know, putting our book together, which came out yesterday. I'll mention to folks, Football Outsiders Almanac 2017, which you can get at our site. And we sort of bought into what people were saying, which was that Luck is going to be healthy by the time the season starts. If he's not, that's a serious problem. I mean, the drop from Luck to Scott Tolzien is gigantic. You know, and their defense will be improved this year. They've added a lot of talent to it, but, you know, they still have the same problem that the Colts have had for the last couple of years, which is just a lack of talent around Luck other than T.Y. Hilton. I mean, they're depending on, what, a 33-year-old running back. Their offensive line is iffy, better, certainly, than it was a couple of years ago, especially at center, but not great. Philip Dorsett has never done anything. So without Luck, that is a 3-13 team.
Aaron, Deshaun Watson, what game should he be starting? What game should we expect to see Deshaun Watson step in? What's the best moment for Deshaun Watson to step in?
I think the best moment for Deshaun Watson to step in is week one. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to believe that he does not have a much higher ceiling than Tom Savage. And I think the floor is likely roughly the same between the two of them. It's really a, you know, don't have anything to lose situation. You know, we've done research, and there's never been an acceptable answer to the question of whether it's better to let a rookie sit or better to play the rookie right away. There's lots of, you know, good evidence for both, and so I think it goes case by case. But for Houston, look, that defense is good enough to win. You want a quarterback who doesn't destroy your team when the defense is trying to win games for you. And I don't know if Watson is that quarterback, but there's a reason he's taken in the first round, and that's that there's a better chance that he is that quarterback than there is Tom Savage.
Is it insane to think the Patriots actually are that much better this year, even though they only lost one game without Tom Brady last year?
No, it's really not insane to think that they're that much better. They are by far the leading candidate to win the Super Bowl this year. They're ahead of everybody else significantly. The asterisk on that might be that they were among the least injured teams in the league last year, especially on defense, and that is very abnormal for the Patriots. The Patriots normally deal with a lot of injuries. I have some questions about their training staff, but last year they were very low in injuries. If there are more injuries this year, and usually, you know, injuries tend to regress towards the mean, the defense is not necessarily going to take the step forward that people expect from it with the adding of Stephon Gilmore and the maturation of Trey Flowers and the adding of David Harris to stop the run. But, I mean, that team is just so phenomenal and just so much depth. I mean, if everybody stays healthy, the best offense in the league should be Pittsburgh. But everybody doesn't usually stay healthy. And the depth in New England is so good. Gillislee gets hurt, you have a Lewis. Lewis gets hurt, you have Buckhead. You just so many people.
Aaron Schatz joining us here. Football Outsiders, the book. You can get it now at footballoutsiders.com. You can follow him on Twitter at FO_A Schatz, A-S-C-H-A-T-Z. Marcus Mariota, outside of the injury question that we've had each of the last two seasons, is there anything that you've seen from him that, indicates he won't be a premier NFL quarterback?
No, I mean, he was our highest projected quarterback going into that draft. I thought he was a better candidate than Winston, although, you know, Winston was a pretty good one too. And he certainly played up to it in the NFL. I mean, look, he was, what, replacement level or so as a rookie, but that's a rookie. You can't keep expecting all the rookies to have rookie seasons the way Griffin and Wilson and Luck did back in 2012. It was extremely out of the norm. He took a big leap forward in his second year. That's the kind of thing you expect from a great quarterback. And, you know, he shows pretty much everything you need. He throws the ball better deep now. He's got the mobility. He manipulates defenders with his eyes at this point. He reads defenses before the snap. I don't see any reason to believe that he won't be one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the game, possibly by the end of the season.
Aaron, always a pleasure, man. Tell everybody where they can get the book.
So, yeah, footballoutsiders.com is our website. We released the book yesterday in PDF form called Football Outsiders Almanac 2017, 450 pages or so of previews of the NFL and college football seasons. We'll also be doing a print version. You'll find that on Amazon sometime near the end of the week by searching for Football Outsiders Almanac 2017. But it's not there yet. For now, you have to go to our site, footballoutsiders.com.
There you go. Aaron, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot, bud. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on.